You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Mesut Ozil to score and Arsenal to win, was 8-5, now 2-1. Salomon Rondon to score and West Brom to win, was 12-1. That's now in the betting at 16-1. And Derek, Arsenal come into this game on the back of back-to-back 2-1 defeats against Everton and Manchester City. They're the only team to have lost three Premier League matches that they have been leading in so far this season. And that pretty much sums Arsenal up, doesn't it, Derek?
Yeah, predictable. As predictable as you, whenever we talk about West Brom, getting a mention of Salomon Rondon. And
he's there on the screen, Derek. I can't know.
Well, you know, same old Arsenal. The past masters of passing, Nicole, but I've no idea who the present masters are. But it's not getting them anywhere, is it? I mean, when it comes to possession of a football, no one has a better record, apart from the old woman who lived next door to me when I was a kid. But it doesn't get them trophies. It gets them possession. You know, the stats, 70% Arsenal's favour every game. But you look where they are, and it's not doing them any favours. I can't back them at 1-3 in this game to beat West Brom. I mean, we were talking about West Brom a few weeks ago, weren't we? And, you know, they've had some great results. And they want the shorter Arsenal to beat West Brom than Chelsea are to beat Bournemouth. Chelsea, the league leaders, on an unbelievable run. I don't understand. I just do not understand those odds. We'll talk about Chelsea in a minute, and they've got a couple of suspensions. I know that. But even so, it doesn't explain this discrepancy. I like West Brom. I hate Tony Pulis, but I like West Brom. There's something about them. He's got them. He must be a top manager because he's... You look at their squad, and they shouldn't be doing what they're doing right now. He's got them playing above themselves, and it's like a Stoke Liverpool game, 10-1. About a side that, you know, that are capable on their day. I'll kick myself if I miss this. I'll kick myself. So I'm going to go for West Brom here. I'm going to rate all the money I've spent on presents, all £5.99 of it, I'm going to recoup on Boxing Day on these big priced outsiders.
West Brom 10-1 for Derek. They've not got a great record against Arsenal, West Brom. They've just won once in their last 11 Premier League games against the Gunners. Tom, the West Brom are a weird side, aren't they? Because they were looking great at home. They won three successive home games, but that game against Manchester United last Saturday, they were totally outclassed in that match. I know Manchester United are a good side, but they were completely blown away.
Oh, completely. They never laid a glove on Manchester United. And, you know, this is Tony Pulis all over. He is navigating his way through this season with all his experience, all his nous. And West Brom are winning the games against the teams in and around them. They're winning the games they should win, but they never seem to get close to the teams that are up towards the top end of the table. So like Chelsea, like Manchester United, like Manchester City recently, like Liverpool, you know, they've lost to all those teams. And I don't see this changing here. You know, the price is attractive for West Brom, but away from home, they've drawn at Sunderland, they've drawn at Hull, they've lost to Liverpool, they lost at Chelsea, and they did beat Leicester, which was a good victory. But, you know, Leicester, I think, would probably beat them if they played this fixture tomorrow. Arsenal have had a bad week building up to Christmas because their results, their two defeats, has coincided. I mean, every other team in the top five won both of their matches, their most recent game. So, you know, they've lost a lot of ground from where they should be. I don't know. I just see this being an edgy pre-Christmas game at the Emirates, you know, where I think the fans are going to be on the case of the manager again. That whole debate comes back out time and time again. It's like you're stuck in Groundhog Day. Mesut Ozil, Arsene Wenger tactically, everything. Arsenal conceded goals at home. I'm going to go for a squeaky Arsenal win here, and I'm going to back an Arsenal win of both teams to score at 15-8. Arsenal do concede goals at home, and they have made some of their home victories very, very difficult.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.